This is PodTech.net. I'm Michael Johnson, and we're here at Fenway Stadium here in Boston, Massachusetts on the last night of TechEd 2006, where the best of Microsoft is gathered, developers and all. You're here to learn about some of the latest developments in Microsoft software. We're going to talk with a few people about what they learned this week at TechEd and talk to them a little bit about what a good time they're having here at Fenway Park. Train is playing in the background, Train from San Francisco Bay Area. So let's find out a little bit about what people thought about what they learned this week at TechEd 2006. Can you give me your name?
Shane Lewis.
Shane?
LaJuan Johnson.
And?
Ken Bogus.
Okay. And you're all here as part of TechEd. What area of technology do you guys work in?
All of us are information management.
Okay.
And Shane's in development, and LaJuan's in support, and I'm in program management and support.
Okay. What kind of stuff has been happening at TechEd this week?
Lots of new learning, lots of new products, lots of training. Really been great this year.
What part of the country do you guys come from?
I'm from Baltimore.
Columbus.
Columbus, okay. All right. And tell me a little bit about, now I know that there's been a lot of news happening around Microsoft recently. What's your reaction to kind of what happened with Gates stepping down from his daily duties? You have any thoughts on that?
About that today.
Yeah, tell me a little.
It's great.
Yeah?
I was pretty surprised.
Yeah,
I was heard that.
It's
pretty hands on.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's stepping down.
From all of his software engineering duties?
He's stepping down. He's going to make his foundation, his charity foundation, his priority.
Well, I think that's great.
Yes.
It's great. Got a hand in the guy. He's giving something back.
And how do you guys work with Microsoft? What kind of stuff do you do?
We use a lot of their products. All of their core products make up our core infrastructure, from our networking to our development platforms to our applications.
And how long have you been attending TechEd? Is this your first one? Or?
This is probably my third or fourth.
My second.
This is like my fifth or sixth.
Is it always a big ending night party like this one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's your best memories of TechEd? What do you get out of being there? Is it something where it just helps you sort of to develop what you do better in conjunction with Microsoft products? How does it work?
As a developer, it's nice to talk to the guys that actually wrote the code and manage the projects that wrote the code. So if I have a question, there's no one better to go ask than the guy that actually sat down and wrote the code.
And for me, I get to play with all the new products in advance because, of course, we have to support our staff.
I guess it really shortens our learning curve and discovery curve on new products. They got a gob of new products coming out later this year, and it would take months for each of us to discover all of what's happening if we were doing it on our own versus coming here.
What did you learn? What specific thing do you think you really
well,
took
I
away from this conference?
I concentrated a lot on Office and Live Communication Server and on the deployment tools for each of those. So being able to learn those in a short amount of time and do some lab exercises, very helpful.
All right. Well, thanks, guys, for talking with us on the podcast, and have fun at the party. You guys going to go see Train? All right. Well, have a good time.
Thank you.
Bye. Okay, and your name is?
Bill Sublette.
So, Bill, maybe you can tell me a little bit about what you're doing here this week at TechEd and why you came.
Well, TechEd is the event of the year for Microsoft, especially if you're a developer. I've come to catch up on new technologies and learn how to use existing technologies for some of the government contracts that I work for SRA. I'm currently assigned to the National Institute of Health, and I've brought back a lot of technology that I've learned and can't wait to get back and teach the rest of my staff how to use it.
What kinds of things were you looking at this week?
Oh, I was following the developer track, and I've been especially interested in Visual Studio 2005. I've been looking at a lot of the Ajax support tools that they've created, and some of the SQL Server 2005 extensions and how we can use it in our development environments.
What does SRA do in particular?
SRA is a government contractor. We are mostly known in the defense field. We're a Fortune 100 company. And we pretty much work with the government.
And have you been to many of the TechEds over the years?
This is my first TechEd event.
And what do you think is the thing that people get out of being here? I mean, they get a chance to really kind of learn about some of the new and cutting-edge innovations that are happening in Microsoft technology, or how does that work?
The thing I like, I think that most developers would get from the conference is the ability to be amongst the best of the best. The best Microsoft representatives are here. We have a lot of the authors that actually write the books that we actually use throughout our career. And so you can actually ask them questions and get direct feedback on some of the things that you're working on.
And how do you think that Bill Gates stepping down is going to affect Microsoft, the company in general? Or do you think it's going to have any big effect at all?
I don't think it's going to have that much effect at all. I think Microsoft is grown beyond Bill Gates. Bill Gates is still going to be beyond it or owning it. And I think as a result, it will continue to be Microsoft.
All right. Well, thanks for being with us on the podcast, and enjoy the evening.
Thank you.
And this is podtech.net. I'm Michael Johnson signing off from this podcast in Boston, Massachusetts, with Train playing out in the background. They're going to take us out.
Buffalo Tom and Train.